This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Good News, Bad News. Dear friends, as we've all learned very early in Sunday school, the word gospel literally means good news. Yet this week's gospel is full of words that sound like, well, really bad news. Words like suffering, rejection, losing your life, and yes, even carrying your cross. No wonder Peter tries to straighten Jesus out. You see, Peter, he wants happy talk. He wants miracles. He wants a macho Messiah who seizes power, crushes his enemies, and rewards his friends. At least that's what Peter thinks the Messiah ought to be doing. Jesus, well, he has a completely different idea. You see, Jesus isn't the fulfillment of Peter's fantasies. He's the embodiment of God's love, the Lamb of God, here to save and here to serve. His kingdom, well, it's not of this world and would not be won by the weapons of this world. Yet he's the greatest revolutionary the world has ever seen. He'll turn the established order on its head, changing lives, changing values, changing history, changing how we see ourselves and how we see each other. And most significantly, changing our entire relationship with God. Poor Peter, well, what's he to think? Right? Who wants a beaten Messiah, a humiliated Messiah, a crucified Messiah? You've got to be kidding. That's not what the world is waiting for. But that's what God sends us, a Jesus who was beaten, humiliated, and crucified. A Jesus who will suffer willingly, but a Jesus who will conquer death and rise above it all for our salvation. God sends us a loving, humble Jesus, both God and man, to teach us how to live and how to die, and yes, how to rise again. And if you haven't figured it all out by now, the life on earth that Jesus promises, well, it's not going to be a bed of roses. Christ tells us that his is the way of the cross. It doesn't lead to earthly triumph. It leads to sacrifice. And through sacrifice, it leads to resurrection. Jesus doesn't call us to follow him, to take up our cross just to earn some bonus points towards our salvation. His cross has taken care of all that. He calls you and me to the cross because it's the essence of God's unconditional love, the cornerstone of the new covenant. And that's what he wishes for us, to live as he lived, to conquer death in him, to rise again, all in his love. My friends, in this gospel, Jesus is calling us to be what we would call today a servant leader. It's what he articulated in the Beatitudes. It's what he demonstrated over and over in the washing of the disciples' feet, in his compassion for the blind, the deaf, and the lame, in his outreach to strangers, in his forgiveness of sinners, and ultimately, in his sacrifice on Calvary. We're called to be disciples, and as disciples, we must actively proclaim the love of Christ, not by crying in the wilderness, but by a life of service, in your home, on your job, in your outreach to those in need. Like Jesus, we must lead by serving. And in that context, leadership doesn't mean management or governance. It doesn't mean giving commands or setting policy. It means example. It means inspiration. It means being a channel of God's grace, witnessing the love of Christ in all that we do and to all whom we meet. Sacrifice and service. Sure, the words are easy to say. The life, well, it's hard to live. That's why Jesus accurately describes it as the way of the cross. In an increasingly what's in it for me world, we are called to carry the cross of Christ against a riptide of secular cynicism. We're called to sacrifice and to serve. But we can answer that call with confidence, knowing that we're not alone, knowing that we're going in the right direction, Christ's way, the difficult way. Yes, the way of the cross, but the way to eternal life. That's the good news found in the tough words of this week's gospel. A suffering Jesus leads us to eternal happiness. A crucified Jesus conquers death, and a risen Jesus well, awaits to welcome us home. Good news, well, it doesn't get much better than that. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.